With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In Germany, Olaf Scholz has conceded defeat in that country's national election.
German opposition leader Friedrich Merz has claimed victory in Sunday's election for German chancellor. And incumbent Olaf Scholz has conceded defeat for his center-left Social Democrats, calling the loss a bitter election result. Voting happened 7 months earlier than originally planned, after Scholz's unpopular coalition collapsed in November, 3 years into his term. Alternative for Germany nearly doubled its support. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, relations between the United States and Ukraine taking a turn for the worse. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with the latest.
President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky have engaged in a bitter public feud, which is souring relations between the two countries. Zelensky, unhappy that he was left out of last week's talks to end the Ukraine-Russia war, said Donald Trump was living in a Russian-made disinformation space and wanted the White House team to be more truthful. The president snapped back, calling Zelensky a dictator without elections, and even blamed the Ukrainian leader for Russia's invasion 3 years ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Congo's president says he's going to launch a unity government as violence spreads across parts of the country. Rwandan-backed rebels have captured several major cities in eastern Congo. Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces and allies signing a charter paving the way for the establishment of a parallel government. In the meantime, Sudan's army making advances recently against rival groups. Authorities say the collapse of a food court roof at a shopping mall in northwestern Peru has killed at least 6 people and nearly 80 more have been injured. This is SRN News. United States Army is out of the transgender business.
In a post on its official X account, the oldest branch of the U.S. military says this, quote, "The Army will no longer allow transgender individuals to join and will stop performing or facilitating procedures associated with gender transition for service members." This follows an order to that effect from new Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on the orders of President Trump, who promised during his campaign to get the U.S. government and thereby the taxpayer out of the transgender business. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fear is changing the way Jewish people in the U.S. go about their daily lives. A new poll from the American Jewish Committee finds 56% of Jews say they have abandoned certain behaviors and dropped activities for fear of anti-Semitism. The main thing is they will not wear any apparel that would identify them as being Jewish. This is SRN News. Well, a major dog sled race is being forced to go farther north in the 49th state.
A lack of snow along a dangerous stretch of the world-famous Iditarod sled dog race has led to its rerouting for the fourth time in its history. The ceremonial start will still be in Anchorage next Saturday, but the official start for the 33 teams will be 2 days later in Fairbanks, about 360 miles north, where it also began in 2003, 2015, and 2017. The race takes about 10 days all told, with the winner crossing the finish line in Nome. George Williams reporting.
Anti-terrorism authorities in France say 4 people now in custody following a deadly stabbing in eastern France that authorities linked to Islamic radicalism. A Portuguese man was killed in that attack near the German border. More details at srnnews.com.